Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council held urgent talks on Sunday about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo as Syrian and Russian jet fighters bombarded rebel-controlled eastern sector of the Syrian city. U.S., France, and Britain call the emergency session to pressure Moscow to control its ally Syria to end the attacks on 275,000 people trapped in Aleppo. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Instead of pursuing peace, Russia and Assad make war. Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
Syria's UN envoy Bashar al-Jafari vowed the Syrian government will recapture all of Aleppo, where the UN says 1.7 million people are in need of drinking water. The leader of the jihadist group Boko Haram, Abu Bakr Shekau, claims to have reappeared in a video posted on social media Sunday, saying he is in good health and rejecting statements he has been seriously wounded. Greg Barton is a terrorism analyst at Australia's Deakin University.
Clearly, he's been clever at hiding his presence, and clearly he's at times used body doubles, and that's led to some of the confusion going back to 2009, 2013, 2014, 15 about reports of his death, so I suspect he's still alive.
Last month, Nigeria's Air Force said Shekau had been wounded in an operation that killed senior members of Boko Haram. Nigerian military has said on multiple occasions it has killed or seriously wounded Shekau. This is VOA News. U.S. presidential candidates met separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday on the eve of their first presidential debate. Talks were private, but the camps for Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump issued a statement describing their sessions. Clinton stressed the importance of a strong and secure Israel. Trump's campaign said he and Netanyahu discussed at length Israel's use of a fence to help secure its borders, an example Trump frequently cites when he's talking about a wall he wants to build between the U.S. and Mexico. VOA will be having live coverage of the presidential debate. It'll begin at 1 hour Universal Time on Tuesday. You can go to our website to keep up to date, voanews.com. People were free to move about the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina early today after days of overnight curfews meant to control protest over a deadly shooting by police. Videos released by Charlotte police show a deadly confrontation between police and 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott. Two videos from body cameras and dash cameras from police officers confronting Scott were released after days of calls by protesters to make the footage public. Kirk Putney, the Charlotte police chief, spoke to reporters over the weekend.
I've decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
Ray Dodge, Keith Scott's brother-in-law, also talks about Scott.
What we know and what you should know about him is that he was an American citizen who deserved better. That is our position, and it should be yours.
Protests against the shooting have been largely peaceful since the release of those videos. Superstar American golfer Arnold Palmer has died. Palmer was part of the Big Three of golf, along with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, who popularized the sport. Palmer spoke recently about their special relationship.
It was pretty tense. It was we were all good friends, and we wanted to beat each other. And that was certainly one of the great things about it. It was a relationship that is still going on, and I feel very fortunate to have Jack and Gary as friends. And of course, it's a three-way deal, and it's lasted a lot of years.
87-year-old Palmer, who died Sunday of heart complications, was ranked among the most important figures in golf history with 7 major championships and 62 PGA Tour wins. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.